Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Steve Tomaszewski, and we are live at the Autobahn Country Club. That's AutobahnCC.com/social with Kevin Rogers. Hi, Kevin Rogers.
Yeah, Steve, how are you?
Holy smokes, Batman. Wow, what a day. You know, we were just out here at the ALM Enduro.
Correct. Yep. Back in
November.
Back in November. Yep.
We see the plaque over there. Thank you so much for keeping that up. What the heck is happening at the Autobahn Country Club today? Where are we? What are we doing?
Well, today we're here at Joliet at the Autobahn Country Club, and we're having what we call our Track Car Expo. This is something we have every year about this time in February to get all those members out of the woodwork there, get them out of their houses and have some fun and check out all the different kind of race cars that are available right here from some of the shops that are on site and one that's off site.
Well, you know, I'm looking inside there. There must be over 100 people and a lot of new people. And one of the things I know you wanted to talk about today was something called your social membership. And, you know, what is it? What is it, like $100,000? What is a social membership?
No, not even close. Our social membership is only $4,000 a year, and that's for an entire family can be part of the social membership.
Take credit cards?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
And what you get for that $4,000 a year is you get 1 month of unlimited access to the track just to see if it's something that you might want to continue on the regular membership with. If not, you can just remain a social member. And what that gets for you is you can come out here to, you know, have lunch out here. You can do what's called lunchtime touring. We've got a great fleet of cars from about 8 different manufacturers.
You know, I see an Escalade out here. I see a BMW. I see a Cadillac CTS V8. I mean, you have everything.
Yep, we got great cars out here. And what happens during lunchtime touring is the corner workers come in from the track then, and so we put a pace car out there, and you get to go about 50, 55 miles an hour without a helmet on, and you get to take those cars out that are part of our fleet or your own car. And in addition to that,
that's $4,000?
$4,000 a year, yep, for the entire family.
How many times a month can you come out for that?
6 days a week. We're here Tuesday through Sunday.
Wait. 6 days a week?
6 days a week, you can come on out to the track.
That's a hell of a deal.
Absolutely. It's a great deal.
That's what it costs to golf all year.
That's true. That's exactly true. And like I said, not only do the lunchtime touring, but you can also use our car track facility. And for a 15-minute session, they're $25 a piece. We've got Remo carts that, depending on your weight, you can go anywhere from 40 to 50 to 55 miles.
Now, you said depending on your weight. You're looking at me. You know, I got a few pounds on now just to go through it. But when they get information like that at AutobahnCC.com/social, that tells everything. And you guys update that website all the time. We want to say a special thanks to you, Mark Basso, Tony, Rich, Mike, Joe. Everybody's here today. And you got all the vendors. Tell us about the vendors we're going to be talking to here slowly.
The vendors we have on site here today are, some of them, like I said, four of them have shops right on site here. One is Team Stradale. And that's Francesco Davila, runs Team Stradale. We've got Mark Bowden, who runs Fallline. We've got Jody Lift, who runs Havoc. And then we've got George Weather, that runs Eurosport. And in addition to those four that are on site, we also had Black Dog Speed Shop out here. They are a corporate member of ours, and they've got a shop up in Lincolnshire, but they do service quite a few of the members' cars.
You've got a graphics company out here today, we saw.
Yes, we do. We have got Cutting Edge Graphics as well. They do all the wraps. The wraps for the race cars, they can do anything for you. They can do trophies. They can do.
I was thinking wraps. He's out there singing, right? Well, so we got AutobahnCC.com/social. Get all the information you want. How the heck do we get to Autobahn Country Club in Joliet? How do we get here?
Well, the easiest way is if you're coming from the north, if you come down 355, and then you get on I-80 going westbound, and then you take 53 south, and then one of the first stoplights after that, a couple stoplights, is Laraway. And you hang a right on Laraway, take that to Patterson/Center Point Way, hang a left, and then we're up about a couple miles on the right-hand side.
We're going to plug in those GPS coordinates here, 42 degrees left, 86 degrees right. We'll get to that in a second. How about a shout-out? What's the next event coming up here at Autobahn? You know, everybody's asking me, can I bring my car out this weekend? Can they come out and drive this weekend?
No.
They can go to the website, though.
All right. Still snow on the track there. And so our first opening day is going to be the 31st of March. That's our opening day.
Almost next month.
Yeah, coming like a freight train in the night. So hopefully all the snow will be melted by then, and you know everybody will be out here and just itching to go.
And March 28th, Tony is going to be having a driving school And how much is that driving school? Like, again, is that like $8 million?
No. This is for members only, though.
Members only?
Yeah.
Okay,
it's the racing school. It's the school you have to go through to be able to get your racing license. They can race in our member series that we have out here. It's only about $100 for that one-day full eight-hour program.
Well, we're going to be talking with Tony just here in a few minutes. We're talking with Kevin Rogers at the Autobahn Country Club, autobahncc.com/social. They have a question for you. How do they get in touch with you?
They can get a hold of me, Kevin Rogers, KevinRogers, at autobahncc.com. That's my email, or my direct line is area code 815-823-8575.
One more time. I know somebody's running out there going, get a pen. You may have that number one more time, Kevin.
815-823-8575 is my direct line.
Kevin Rogers, thanks for being with us today. Another young man was walking by. Let's see if I can pronounce his name right. Brad Beal?
That's correct.
Brad, what are you doing here today? What do you do?
I'm one of the members here, and that's something else I'll talk
okay.
about.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm one of the members here, and now.
Why did you join?
I like to drive fast. I always thought I was good at it, and I did a couple of schools back in a long time ago, and when I found out this club was opening in my backyard, I had to join, and I joined about the time they broke ground. So I've been here for 10 years.
10 years.
Yeah, we're actually starting our 11th year now, and I'm instructing out here. In fact, we talked to Kevin about the racing school. I'll be one of the instructors for that probably.
Okay. And what does it cost to go to the driving school?
It depends. There's different schools. We have a teen school. We have a high performance driving school. We have an Autobahn Experience. There's a bunch of different venues that you can do here. So they're all kind of different pricing depending on.
Well, I know I heard him say it was approximately $400. Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. $400, it's pretty easy just to put it on the credit card and say, you deal with my son or daughter. And let them get out here, because after every weekend, driving to the post office and coming back, this is where they should be. And you also mentioned a little bit about something in the military.
Yeah, I'm in the Air Force. I'm a veteran, a Vietnam veteran.
We always stop the show and say, welcome home, sir. Welcome home. From all my brothers at Rolling Thunder, public affairs officer, VFW here in Illinois, State Adjutant Terry Vance, welcome home, sir.
Thunder. I was a B-52 crew member, and I took part of that in Vietnam back in the day. So
we're going to have you back in the show.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Okay, let's do this. How about a shout-out? Since we're doing that, how about a shout-out to our armed forces around the world?
Definitely. As a veteran, I'm and just a quick note, not to get too political, but go see American Sniper.
Hey, last Friday, we were at the AMC Theaters up in Barrington with VFW Post 5051, where Brian Anderson, triple amputee, is in the movie with Bradley Cooper. Deeply appreciated. And again, a shout out. Brad, thanks for being on the show. You want a copy of the show? Send me an email to Steve at sftbr.com. There's my private card. Jeff Corey standing here right next. Jeff, how are you today?
Pretty good, Steve.
Hey, we're going to walk and talk. How's that? I'm going to grab this book. Don't go anywhere, Brad. We'll get to you. We'll send you a copy of the show. Okay, hey, we're at the Autobahn Country Club with Jeff Corey. Hi, Jeff.
How you doing today?
Hey, walk and talk here with the talking cars today. Everybody's here. There's our plaque. What do you think of that plaque?
Oh, it's a great plaque. I love it.
Hey, let's go inside. Tell us who you are and what you do.
Well, I'm Jeff Corey. I'm one of the founding members here, and I've got a little race shop building where I keep my race cars and the member racing series.
Okay.
But more importantly, I'm also in the BMW Car Club of America.
Hey, a shout out to Bill Tracups III. I had the pleasure working with his dad back in the day in 1988. And that BMW, that's quite the car.
Oh, it is. I've got an M3, and I race that in the member racing series here.
Okay.
And also on May 15th and 16th, the Windy City BMW Club is having what's called a driver's education school.
Where will that be?
That'll be right here at the Autobahn.
It's all about the Autobahn. It's always about the Autobahn. Ron Davis just sitting here laughing. We're going to see him back. How do they find out about that?
Well, they can go to our website. I've got a special site put up called SaveTheDate.WindyCityBMW.com.
Do you have a card with you?
I do not. I wasn't.
Okay, actually, this is how it started, and soon to be on March 1st, we're going live audio and video. We've just launched Naperville TV, along with live stream, and last month we had over 100,000 viewers. So usually 90% of our viewers and listeners are within a 100-mile radius, but, we got people on the USS Hornet right now listening to us.
Absolutely. Hello to all those guys out there, and thanks for defending our country.
you know, let us get together afterward. Let's get that website one more time and find about what is the date and what are they going to be doing and how much does it cost?
Well, it starts at $250. It's very affordable. It's all weekend. It's going to be Friday for instructors and some of our better students, Saturday and Sunday. We'll have you out on the track with the in-car instructor. We'll also have classroom.
Do you have to own an M3 to come out?
No, you can have any type of car you want.
What does it cost?
Starts at $250.
$200?
If you do the double both days, I believe it's $475.
So a tank of gas or going to Atlanta and back is what it's going to cost you.
Yeah, exactly. And you'll just get so much experience out on the track, and our professional instructors will, you know, it's a one-for-one. You get in the car, you will have an instructor. It's not like we're...
So we're going to be live at the Autobahn on what date?
It's May 15th and 16th, 2015.
And the website is?
They can go to www.windycitybmw.com and look for our Autobahn Driver School link, or go to savethedate.windycitybmw.com.
And, you know, Jeff, we can't thank you enough for being on our show today. Let's get you back on one of our upcoming shows, Talking Cars During the Week, Talking Racing. It's going to be on the weekend. We will be at the Autobahn Country Club. We're going to be at Black Hawk Farms Raceway, Michigan International Speedway. We have an invitation for Laguna Seca, but then we go back to Road America. Then we go back to, where else do we go? We're everywhere. Gingerman.
Oh, absolutely.
So we're here, but we're at the Autobahn. We love the Autobahn.
We know the owner, Dan Schnitta, who was one of our BMW Club members.
Okay.
We knew him before he actually even built the Gingerman track. The Gingerman track, by the way, is named after his tavern down on Lincoln Avenue, the Gingerman Tavern. I don't know if you knew that or not.
Scott?
Yes, absolutely.
A little bit of trivia, Jeff. One more time, the website, one more time.
Go to savethedate.windycitybmw.com and look for our Autobahn Driver School, and we'll see everybody in May 15th and 16th.
Look who's here. Look who's here. It's Mark Bassel. Thanks, Jeff. Okay. Mark Bassel, how are you?
Hi, Steve. How are you?
Holy smokes, Batman. What a day this is today. Tell us, what's going on here?
Well, our third annual Autobahn Track Car Expo. So we have all our on-site vendors, Black Dog, Fall Line, Havoc, Eurosport, and Spalli come on and talk about all the race cars they build, maintain for the members.
Well, and a very nice presentation today. And the number one thing I noticed, you asked how many people are not members. Almost everybody in here put their hand up.
Yeah, we think we had 120 RSVPs for today, and half are members and half are not. So it's a great group of people.
Well, you know, people try to say, why the heck, Mark, would I join a racing club thing down in Joliet, you know? I tell you what, I'm going to go golfing, see ya, and goodbye. When I talk to these golfers, everybody's got a $1,000, $2,000 golf set. It's at least $100 to $500 to golf, time to get there or fly, and before you know it, you know, it's $5,000, $10,000 a year. And one of the things I was excited about is your new social membership.
Right, yeah, our new social membership. Yeah, if you're a car guy, it's an opportunity to get involved in the club. And you don't have to have a ton of money. You can, for $4,000, you can be a member and compete in our autocross series. You can drive our go-karts. You can use our fleet for lunchtime touring or your own car. So
Wait, you're saying for $4,000, a little over $350 a month, respectively. Do you take credit card?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So you can come out. How often can you use that membership? Just like on Saturday night at 4 o'clock or something?
Yeah, 6 days a week for 7 months of the year. You have full access to the clubs. Just like a full membership, and you can do lunchtime touring in our fleet cars. You can use your own car. You can go car, compete in our autocross series. And it's for the whole family, husband and wife and kids at age 27.
You know, more and more, and there's some great tracks, and we go to a lot of tracks around the country, and people say, yeah, I went out and I spent $2,500 for the driving school. Or they spent $5,000 for a driving school for a great weekend at a great track, wherever they might go. You're saying for $4,000, what do you get?
Get access to our track every day, lunchtime touring, go-karting, all the social...
Well, tell us about the go-karting real quick. I know you got 20 people you have to talk to. Tell us about the go-karting.
We have our own go-kart track here, which is 30 feet wide, 4/10 of a mile long. We have 20 carts, the Remo chassis, the 9-horsepower Hondas. They go 50 miles an hour. So social members can rent those. It's only $25 for a 15-minute session. Or they can bring their own cars. If they have their own car here, they can bring them out and run them as much as they want for no cost.
I've seen the carts out here before. Really didn't pay attention to it, just like your skid pad area out there to go through it. You also have a cafe. Okay. And then you have, tell us a little bit more about the real estate. I'm a little excited about that.
The real estate development here has been just amazing. We have on our fourth phase of lots, we've sold 76 lots around the property now.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. So there's only a few left, but on these lots, members have built these garage mahals to train support at 12,000 square feet. And that's not an inexpensive proposition, so we've come out with lower price products for everybody. So we have rental garages for $600 a month. You can fit two cars, the golf cart.
Whoa. $600 a month, that's less than what I pay now storing my car to, like, a public warehouse.
Yeah, it's really nice. They're heated, private.
$600 a month.
You know, we
got to come out here more often to you because that's amazing. We're all thinking it's a $500,000 for a piece of real estate out here.
Yeah, that's the neat thing is you can rent the garages. Then we have our intermediate product coming out, which is our garage condos. The garage condos are 25 by 50 with the 25 by 25 foot loft upstairs. So you can fit six cars in a condo, finish out the upstairs to have a cool suite with a Murphy bed, and it has a deck that overlooks the track. Those are priced at $275 plus the finish out of the upstairs.
Can you share that with somebody else?
Sure. Two members can share it.
And who actually builds that?
We have our own general contractor that's going to build the condo garage.
Now, we just got done talking with Kevin Rogers and talking about the great new website for the information, theautobahncc.com/social. And, you know, during the week, starting in March, we're going to be going around Chicago, Milwaukee, Indiana with talking cars with 15 brand-new auto dealers. Then on the weekends, we're going to our tracks. Autobahn is one of the tracks.
Awesome. Can't wait to see you.
Get any better. Mark, great. Thanks for your time. All right. We see another young man standing over there. We're going to go grab him real quick. Thank you, Mark. And Tony's walking by here. Tony.
Hey, how's it going?
You're eating.
Got some good food in.
Tell us who you are, what you do.
Tony Kester. I'm the chief instructor out here. I take care of run all the programs, all the way from racing programs right down to the team pool.
I want to say thank you for your speech today, and it wasn't even a speech. It was like me and you talking. Safety, safety, and more safety. Your comment about, so you think you're a race car driver, hit home so much, it's like, you know, start slow, get yourself a good set of brakes, get yourself a good cage, doesn't get any better than that. Then we'll talk racing.
Yeah, and the other thing is that don't think you're a racer on the street. When you start driving on the racetrack, you realize that there's no possible way you could drive that way on the street. It'd be even close to being safe. And so you kind of get it out of your system here, and it slows you down. That's what makes you a safer driver on the street, too.
Well, that's autobahncc.com/social. Tony, thanks for being with us.
Okay, thanks, Harry.
Have a nice lunch. Hey, back around the corner. We're gonna stand up here. We're gonna stand up here at the bar. I gotta cut in on this guy right here. Tell us who you are and what you do.
I'm Ron Davish, and I'm still.
They never spell your name right, do they?
That's okay. It's all right. Doesn't matter. So long as they have my name spelled right on my check, I'm okay.
And what is your name?
Morgan Hunter.
And what do you do, Morgan?
I'm a member here.
You're a member. Well, thank you for coming out. This is one of our favorite tracks.
Morgan and I were just having a very interesting conversation, and I think this is the best venue and opportunity to actually speak to this point. We would love to see more women get out and race. Now, obviously, we want them to come to Autobahn because there's no better place to race because you've got a safe environment, you've got great instructors, you've got facilities that are unbeaten anywhere in the nation. But what better place for a young woman who's wanting to get into driving, or a middle-aged woman? I was giving her the benefit of the doubt, but
you got to be 21, though, Morgan, right?
No, you don't. That's the interesting thing. We've had actually some young girls, and I say girls because they're 12, 13 years old, in open-wheel race cars that have gone pro as a result, and they've been out here. So there's no requirement for age, past 8, 12, 13.
We're going to come around here in a second and talk with Morgan. But, Ron, when people are – yeah, she's just laughing. You know, when people – what is the one thing you'd like to tell people about Autobahn? CC.com/social in Joliet, Illinois. Somebody goes, why should I come out to the Autobahn? What do you tell them?
Well, our social membership is something we're really trying to promote now as a good entry point into the club. This is not just a bunch of rich folks hanging around. There are some really reasonable rates you can get in for $4,000 a year. You can come out with your own streetcar and enjoy the track during our lunchtime touring session. You get a 1 month of unlimited high-speed driving on track. You get full instruction from our staff here, and you get the amazing social amenities, kart racing, autocross competition. It's a great entry point, and if you want to remain a social member, year after year. It's only $4,000, a very reasonable price.
Hey, credit cards, I was kidding, Mark.
I will take whatever you've got.
What's the phone number?
815-722. Actually, you can call my number direct. 815-823-8570.
Thanks, Ron. Always a pleasure to see you at Autobahn CC. Thank you. Always a pleasure to be here at Autobahn Country Club. One of the great things, you know, we get a chance, and when we were at Michigan International Speedway last year with Danica Patrick Morgan, I'm very privileged to talk with you. Tell us who you are and what you do.
Morgan Hunter, and I'm the COO of a professional services firm.
What do they do?
Risk management consultant.
What kind of risk management? Is it mortgages? Is it life insurance?
Primarily focused on information technology.
What the heck made you come out and talk to you? You can go anywhere. There's a lot of great tracks around the country, I'm sure. Even if you live in Chicago, we know people that go out of state to go to tracks. Why do you come to the Autobahn?
Well, back in the day when I first got my Lotus Elise, I wanted to get it on the track, and I looked for the nearest track to where I live. I'm in Fenway Park, and I said, hey, I have a Lotus Elise, and I want to put it on the track, and they said, no problem, bring it out. So they set me up day one with an instructor, let me go around the track, and I was hooked at that point.
Well, it doesn't get any better than that. And I have a 20-year-old daughter, and we go to a lot of shows together, or we have. She's back in college now to go through there. What words of encouragement can you give women out there, young women, all women, that's saying, you know, here's something you should at least look at least consider. What would you say?
Well, I think tracking your car or racing your car is really empowering. I personally started doing it, and it helped me overcome some of my own fears and reservations about taking risks, and it's been very, very helpful. It's been definitely a character-building experience, and I think all in all, it's made me a better person. And why don't you guys have all the fun?
I think I'm just going to give you the microphone and let you do the rest of today. That's, you know, couldn't say it any better than that. Do you have a card with you by chance? Can we ask you for a card? And then we're going to send you a copy of the show. But here today, brought to you by some of the great auto dealers that are out there. We deal with Continental Motorsports. A shout-out to Joel and Jay, John and Herman. It's so great. And, Morgan, thank you for being on Talking Cars today. If you'd like a copy of our show, just send me an email at stevesftbr.com. We'll send you a copy. Thank you, Morgan. Okay, we're back out and around right now, and everybody's sitting down having a little bit of food. So we said we're going to come over here to Cutting Edge Graphics, and we're going to see if we can get into a social media thing here. Look at this table. Look who's here. Look who's here. Look who's here. Tell us who you are and what you do. Look at this table.
I'm Jim Nagy.
Hi, Jim.
I own Cutting Edge Graphics, and we wrap race cars all over the country.
What does that mean? Like you sing songs and run around the car? What does that mean?
We put the graphics on the race cars and repair the race cars after they've had altercations.
Altercations. I like the way that goes. You know, come outside, we look, you got a beautiful Charger out there, sharper than anything else. You know, how did this company come to be with Cutting Edge Graphics, and where are you located?
We're in Plainfield, Illinois, and almost 20 years ago, I was buying all the signage and graphics for Cellular One, and I had more excitement as vice president at Cellular One than I did in the circles that I was running in at that time. So I decided to grow a graphics company in the background.
And I think it's a family business, isn't it?
It is. My wife is my boss.
I got one of those.
My son is our lead graphic designer.
And he also does some video work.
That's my other son. And
you got a whole bunch of sons.
That's right. That's Nagy Photography on Facebook. That's my youngest son.
N-A-G-Y.
Photography.
When people have a question, if they have a dealership, you talked about Lexus and a few others, is it only for the car industry, or do you go outside the automotive?
We do everything. We work on recreational vehicles. We work on airplanes, helicopters, things like that.
Helicopters?
Oh, yeah. We put graphics on helicopters.
Hey, a shout-out to our friend Roz Varen at Channel 7. Roz, we see you tweeting already today, so we know you're busy. What's that website? We can take a look. We'd like to invite you back on our show in the future.
CuttingEdgeGraphics.net.
CuttingEdgeGraphics.net. That was pretty easy.
Yeah, really.
You know, we're sitting at this table here. We got some great people. We see Mark Bowden over there. a couple of the others that are around. So if we can take a run over to Fall Line Motorsports, take a walk over. Can we come over and talk to you? Sure, you can sit down. You guys sit down. We're having lunch. We're having lunch. Mark, how are you?
Good. How are you?
We're on Talking Cars. It's a brand new show, internet TV and radio. We just launched last December, and in our first month, about 100,000 viewers. And away we go. Naperville TV, Schaumburg TV. We see your name everywhere. Fall Line. What does Fall Line mean? What is that?
Well, Fall Line is actually a skiing term. I started off my racing career as a ski racer and raced for about 5 years. And when I'm starting to remember.
Oh, my gosh, what a privilege. Holy smoke, Batman. It's the beard.
It is. So the Fall Line is the most efficient way down the mountain, the most efficient way through a course. So when you're racing, you're looking at the Fall Line. And there's a lot of similarities between skiing and driving race cars. It's all about weight transfer, edge control. A lot of the theories that you're doing in a race car are very, very similar to that of a race car back and forth. When I first started racing cars, it was a hobby. I got out. I didn't have a lot of really good instruction. And I would always look at a track that I'd go to and I'd go, how am I going to approach this corner? And I would think about, if I was on skis, how would I approach this corner? And that is how I related things. And
well, let's give you an example. If you're going down Squaw Creek, you're going down the Double Black Diamond, and now you compare it to Autobahn, how do you put the two together?
Well, it's more of the initiation of a turn, where in a race car, you're using what we call trail braking to load the front of the car to expand the contact patch, increasing your front grip, reducing the rear grip, and allowing the car to rotate into the corner. As you apply the throttle, you're shifting the weight to the back of the car, applying more grip to the rear tires coming off the corner. In a ski, you're doing very much the same thing. You're loading the front of the ski so the front edges bite in and allow the ski to carve around as you're coming off the corner. On a ski, you're using more of the tail of the ski to accelerate off the corner.
Here's a great question for you. You're in skiing, and people go, oh, I like those K2 skis because they're light and orange. And somebody says, I want a car. I'm a Camaro person, so I want a Camaro. How do you match the person with the car? We're going to bring you back on another show because it sounds like the Mark Bowden show right now. But when a person says, hey, I got this Camaro, or I've got this Mazda, or I have this Ferrari, you know, how do you match the person to the car?
Right. Well, you know, there's a lot of people that are very brand loyal and want to be within a certain brand, whether it's a Camaro or a BMW or a Porsche. What we really like to do is look at the long-term goals that an individual wants within their racing. How are they going to meet they want in going into the future and try and match a car, and whether it's a Camaro or a BMW.
And the finances,
of course. As they've said many times here, you don't want to jump into 700 horsepower right off the bat. You're going to learn slowly. You're going to crawl before you walk and walk before you run. And we really like that ladder system. And matching the person to the car is very much how are you going to progress and what you want to do.
All right. Where is Fall Line? How do we get in touch with you? What's the website?
Website is falllinemotorsports.com. There's a hyphen between fall and line.
Fall-line.
Fallinemotorsports.com.
We're
located in Buffalo Grove, Illinois.
All right.
At the corners of Barkley and Bush Parkway.
Yeah, we've got some friends up there in the Lincolnshire area. It's a beautiful area up there, right on the edge to come through it. And if they have a question for you, Mark Bowden, how do they get in touch with you?
I could be emailed at mark@fall-linemotorsports.com or our phone number, 847-5-9500.
One more time.
847-215-9500.
We're going to come back and grab. Thank you for being on the Fall Line Talking Car Show here today with Mark Bowden. Just to go through it. What a day.
Hey, some of our sponsors out there today, thank you, Mark. If you want a copy of the show, just send me an email to steve@sftbr.com with Talking Cars Around every Saturday, Gingerman Raceway, Autobahn Country Club. We're at Road America. We're at Michigan International Speedway, the Indy 500 this year with Applejack, A.J. Foyt, and the racing team. And finally, a shout-out. Mark, we always say there's a young man or woman out there defending our country today so we can be here. What would you like to tell our armed forces of?
Oh, you know, we're so proud of them. Thank you for everything you do. It's really fantastic to live in the freedom we do.
Nothing to me there. Mark Bowden, thank you. Fall Line Motorsports. Okay, we're back out and around. We're going to see if we get a chance out here again to come down the street, see some of the people out here, and see if we can come in and talk to a couple people here. We'll just, if we can just listen into the conversation, go ahead. We'll just get going through here.
Where's John Arch here?
Hey, we're jumping right in here. Tell us who you are and what you do.
My name's Jody Lift. We have a race prep shop here, Avant Motorsport.
We saw you up there on the front stage.
Oh, well, that's going to have to be edited out.
So what are you telling these people right here?
If they're looking to do something, these cars make more sense than anything else. The utility of them, the durability.
What kind of car are we looking at?
It's a Formula Mod. Single seat, open wheel car, 150 miles an hour, wings. Both ends of the car have wings. Single seater, pulls two G's in a corner, weighs 1,300 pounds, about 185 horsepower.
And what is it?
4 miles in 9 seconds.
That's way too fast. So let's just jump in here and ask this young man, what is your name?
Derek.
Derek, where are you from?
Chicago, Illinois.
Okay, what part of Chicago?
North Highway.
Keep going. Wrigleyville?
Yeah.
There you go. Okay. A lot of times people say Chicago and then they go Oak Lawn. I go, no. Yeah, you're not from Chicago. What do you think of this car?
I want it.
You want it?
Okay, sold. Next. Okay. Keep going. What is your name?
Nicole Gibson.
What are you doing here today, Nicole? Thank you for being, you know, a female here today. We want to bring out as many women as possible. You know, why are you interested in this?
Well, I grew up with IndyCar my whole life, so I've been around racing for a long time. Relevant is fantastic.
So,
a whole lot of women don't like it.
Let's play IndyCar trivia. You get this right, we're gonna give you your own show on the Havoc Motorsports Network. In the initials, A.J. Foyt. Back in the day, A.J. was given a term, a pseudo-term for A.J. What might the A.J. stand for back in the day? 5 seconds. Four. Anthony Joseph, that is the name. You get half a point. You own the team, so we're good there. Back then, the car drivers used to have to be the truck drivers and drive the cars. And so they go, boy, this guy, he's right on the money. He's just like Applejack. And they coined the phrase, A.J., Anthony Joseph. Nobody likes Anthony Joseph. We'll just call you Applejack.
Well, you know what's funny? My uncle was actually the manager of A.J. Foyt and Carpenter.
There you go. Well, we're going to let you get back to...
You should know that, right?
You should know that. What a big fun is that? We can't thank you enough as we come through here today. We're going to come back and talk with you a little more. And what do you think of this car? And where does this car start? Like $8 million?
No, around like 25,000.
Okay, I'm starting to shake. And we're going to come back. We're going to do a show for you. That's, I'm thinking 100,000 just for the tire. We got one of those, too. All right, what's that? Let's get that. Thank you again for being here. We'll say, hey, we're going to do a show with Applejack and Larry at the Indy 500, the day of the parade. We're always at the parade route with them. And we got to ask, what's the website?
HavocMotorsport.com.
How do you spell Havoc?
H-A-V-O-C.
I think you should just give her this.
I should.
Yeah. Well, at least for a day, and have her bring out every single woman. Well, you know what? You do what you have to do. I'm thinking this car. We're going to come back and talk. We're going to grab a business card. Any car like this, I'm thinking $100,000, $200,000. This opens up a whole new field for Talking Cars. We'll be right back with the Talking Cars Network. And what's that website?
AvantMotorsport.com.
Don't get any better than that. Hey, thanks to the Bob Lorman Auto Group for sponsoring our show today. As we walk around here, we're at Eurosport Racing. Mazda Speed, the Mazda Specs that are out here. We have another car here at WeatherTech.com, our good friends out there. And here's a car for sale, and this is a 2006 997 Cup car for sale right here, right now, for $93,000. If you want to find out more about it, call 630-404-4192. Go to Audubon Country Club. There's our friend. Friend, you're still here. You're drinking.
I'm still here. Yeah, I got to get going, though. My son's got a business. I got to go help him out.
All right, here's a question for you. How much is that car?
It varies because there's different things you can do with those cars. And so you're talking $25,000,
$30,000. I am so amazed because when I talk to people driving Mazda specs, they're into these cars for $25,50, and then they go, you know what I should have got?
Yeah, well, I've got a Miata. Most of the guys that started out in Miata, you can pick up a race Miata for $10,000 or $12,000.
Right.
It's a nice way to start. That's the next progression is a four-man Mazda like that. So
Team Stradale.
Yeah, well, that works too. So there's a guy here, Jody Lift, that does that, and so you can get those. Yeah, did you talk to Jody?
That's what we did.
Okay, good. So yeah, that's next progression, and then that's next step there, and then you're talking a cup car, you know. So you can, you know, depending on how much money you have, you can keep going right on up, right?
Greg, we're gonna get you on a show, man. We're gonna go to the Brad Beal Show on Talking Cars, brought to you by Bob Lorman and ShomburgHondaAutos.com today. A special shout out to our friends at Orange Media. Great people up there looking for advertising, something to do. What a day at the AutobahnCC.com/social.
We crave, you know, it's been a long winter, and not so cold, but it's been a long winter, and all of us that are members here just hold our breath till April 1st till the track opens, and, you know, it's just coming out here, yeah, kind of gets you going, you know. We know it's still over a month away, but it's good, you know. We're getting ready.
Hey, we were just out at Pearl Harbor at Hickam Air, and a shout-out to PacWest, where I was privileged to see Old Glory, the actual flag that flew over Pearl Harbor at PacWest headquarters December 7th, 1941, in the lobby. And a special shout-out to all of our joint forces at Hickam Air Force Base and Pearl Harbor out there.
You know what's great about Pearl Harbor? I've been there a couple of times. Is that now they've got the Arizona there, or the
Missouri.
So you can see where the war started and where it ended, right next to each other, which is kind of cool, actually. And I had a chance to be on the Missouri when it was still an active battleship.
Were you in the movie Battleship too? Was in a movie too.
I had to be in Hawaii when the Missouri was docked there for repairs or something, so I got a chance to take a tour when it was still an active ship. So it's very impressive.
Doesn't get any better than that. Well, thanks for being with us today, Katie, or son. Go Blue. Go Blue. Okay, we're walking around. We're having some great time here. Everybody that's on, I think I had a chance to be with everybody as we come back here. We're looking at Team Stradale here, and if I can. Can I just answer about this car real quick?
Okay, good.
What is it?
This is a Radical SR3.
Team Stradale, who are you?
I'm Tessie Stradale.
And describe to our audience right now what this car is, what it looks like.
Well, this is an open cockpit.
Two-seater. Pink Leopard.
Pink Leopard, right. Looks very good. Freshly vinyled up. It's got a 1340cc motor in it, very high revving. Quick motor, about 200 horsepower.
Is this like $1 million, $2 million car?
It's about $120,000.
And again, I don't think people understand. Thanks for being on Talking Cars. People don't understand. When they see these cars, they think they're all $1, $2, $3 million because that's what they see on TV.
Well, you feel that way because when you sit in the cockpit of it and you start driving around the track, you feel like you're in $1 million sports car. That's what these replicate. We want to duplicate that in some way for the driver. We want to have a nice, fast, cool-looking car, and that's what you get with these Radicals. You get a very fast car, very low maintenance, and very cheap brand of the car.
Okay, and what's the website if we have some questions?
Oh, come on to TeamStradale.com.
How do you spell it?
TeamStradale.com.
Mike, you want to jump in there and tell us that website? We're good. Hey, Team Stradale, you got a question. Where are you guys located?
We're right here at the Audubon.
AutobahnCC.com/social. Coming up March 28th and March 31st, go to the website, take a look, and take a look at Team Stradale.
Cool. Thanks a lot.
Okay, good. Hey, if you want a copy of our show, send me an email at stevesftbr.com, and then take a look at Team Stradale as we go through it. Neil Gahani's here, Jagermeister, Trilogy Real Estate Group. We're walking around. People having a lot of fun here today. We saw this young man just a few minutes ago taking some pictures. We're on Talking Cars. Can we ask your first name and what you're doing here today?
Sure, my name is Eduardo Martinez.
Hi, Eduardo.
And I came from Mexico City because we are opening next spring, a club like this. It's called Mexico Speedway Driving Club.
And where will that be?
Within 15 minutes of Mexico City.
You could walk there.
Yes, it's amazing to be there.
Well, what a day. What a day. Who knew? You know, I see you're taking pictures and everything you're doing here. So you're literally out promoting the new driving club.
Well, I just came here basically not promoting on the future. We want to have a reciprocity with big clubs, as we did before in Germany with Abil Cervantes, Hermann Tilke design. We want to have a reciprocity. It's our next process here at Autobahn. But I'm here because I was in the newsletter, and I'm very interested on what the suppliers are doing for cars. I'm just waiting to be with Jim Estrade to talk about the radicals and the CART program, because we're going to have a CART track also for kids and racing.
Sounds like we ought to come down to Mexico City. Look at your track.
I hope so. You can be there. The track is going to be ready on the spring of 2016. And I'm sorry I didn't get you what else.
Well, you know, that goes quick. Even though you're saying it's a year away, before you know it, it's ready to go. So it's under construction right now.
It's under construction right now.
Is there a website yet?
Not yet. It's going to be mexicospeedway.com. It's in construction also. It's going to be only 350 members. Plus the corporate event we're going to have. We want to keep it a very, very exclusive site for Mexico City.
Let's see if we can ask you for a business card, if you have a business card with you. Okay.
Phone on my personal.
Well, folks, you know, we get a chance to go around the country from Laguna Seca. We're just back from Hawaii on our way to Watkins, Sebring. And now Eduardo's standing here from Mexico City. What a scoop of what's happening in the racing industry today. It doesn't get any better. Who knew? I just thought we'd say hello, and now we have a new person to talk to in Mexico City. That's amazing.
Yes.
That's amazing. So, again, you think the website might be?
It's low. Don't you be MexicoSpeedway.com.
MexicoSpeedway.com. You know what? We get a chance, Sebring, Atlanta Motor Speedway. We get a chance to go to Gingerman. We go to Michigan International Speedway. Our friends out there at Fifth Third Bank. The Tilted Kilt. All of our great sponsors out there. Iron Gate Motor Cars. It is just really something here today. Eduardo, thank you. And if we can get through our business card, please. And if you send us an email at steve@sftbr.com, we'll send you a copy of the show. It's all internet. We can invite you to call in from anywhere in the world and be on our show. As we go around the country to different tracks, let's talk to Eduardo from
Mexico Speedway.
MexicoSpeedway.com.
Yes, it's going to be.
Okay, we got 100,000 people going, I want to see that. Okay. Hey, we just launched Naperville TV last month, Schaumburg TV, along with White Space TV. Thank you so much, Eduardo. Pleasure to meet you. You know, it just doesn't get any better than this. So as you get a chance with Talking Cars, our friends over there at Team Stradale, everybody out there, we're going to see if we get our fast chance to go through there. And as we end up our show on Talking Cars, we want to say a special thanks to all of our friends out there that come through there. Our friends over there at Cutting Edge Graphics, WeatherTech, McNeil, some great food here, Ron Davish, everybody coming around. So Kevin Rogers, we just want to say thanks to the Autobahn Country Club in Joliet. It doesn't get any better than this. I'm Steve Tomaszewski with Talking Cars. Thanks for listening. Next time we want to get together, what do you want to talk about? Talking Cars. Hey, remember what we always say about our troops. If you can't stand behind our troops, I suggest you stand in front of them. I'm Steve Tomaszewski. Thanks for listening. Tune in next Saturday, 12 o'clock, when we'll be Talking Cars live from Gingerman Raceway, Black Hawk Farms Raceway. Everybody's out there. Tony's out there. Autobahn Country Club, cc.com/social. I'm Steve Tomaszewski. And remember what we always say. If you can't stand behind our troops, I suggest you stand in front of them. We'll be right back with Talking Cars.